Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its April 2009 ending stocks estimates for corn, soybeans, and wheat. In billions of bushels, the numbers look like this. Corn, 1.700, soybeans, 0.165, and wheat, 0.696. They also released global ending stocks estimates for those three crops. The numbers look like this. For wheat, 158.10 million metric tons. Corn, 143.33, and soybeans, 45.84 million metric tons. And for those of you who have subscribed to our WILO Ag e-newsletter, the numbers are already in your mailbox. And if you have already checked this morning, we suggest you go back and click again. We have updated the letter with additional world-ending stocks material, as well as the weekly export sales numbers. And speaking of those, USDA says that for the week ending April 2nd, the numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 7.0. Next year, 6.8. Corn this year, 41.8. Next year, 0.7. Soybeans this year, 15.9. And next year, 7.0.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at the, I guess it would be the weekend's agricultural weather because the markets are closed tomorrow on Good Friday, is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And yes, this will be the last look at the agricultural weather from the WILO Weather Office before the weekend. And so taking a look at the short-term drought indicator that has been updated for this week. Interesting to note that all of Georgia is now out of drought situation. In fact, they have a little bit too much water in the southern and southwestern corner of Georgia, and ample moisture all across the delta, as they've had several rounds of storms across that area. And across the Corn Belt, very wet conditions right now across northern Illinois and through southern Wisconsin. And obviously in the Red River Basin, where they have had the flooding situation and expect to see a resumption of that as the snow melt continues across the northern plain states and in through the north central plains. So the areas that are wettest are across eastern South Dakota, Minnesota, and again, that area across northern Illinois into southern Wisconsin and northern Indiana. Very wet conditions in those regions. And the forecast is a little bit drier and cooler for the second week of a two-week outlook across the Midwest. Rain will be widespread today through Tuesday of next week for southern parts of western Corn Belt through the eastern Corn Belt. The Ohio River Basin looking to be the wettest, and some flooding may evolve as additional rain impacts the region. Precipitation lighter during the second week of the two-week outlook, and flood conditions in the lower Midwest will start to show some improvement. However, cooler temperatures will limit the evaporative rates, and field work will be slow to resume across much of the region. Again, as we look up to the Dakotas and Minnesota, snowpack will melt this weekend and next week, flooding continuing to impact the region. Some increase expected due to the widespread melting snow and the high rate of runoff. The Red River will approach flood stages reached in late March and early April once again. And if a storm system does evolve, right now nothing on the maps, but if one does evolve, that brings significant precipitation to the Red River Basin during the next couple weeks. River would likely rise above those levels reached earlier this last month and early this month. For the Delta in the southeast, southeastern storms, timing on them will be spaced out a little bit more with less intense rain for Sunday through Tuesday. Some minor timing and precipitation changes also made beginning Wednesday for the Delta in the southeast. Bottom line to the outlook still calls for a high rate of precipitation events that will slow the planting progress. Precipitation events lighter beyond the middle of April, but cool temperatures again slowing the drying rate, and little field work will likely be accomplished in those areas. Across South America, mostly dry weather will prevail through the weekend in Argentina. Then a few showers are expected to evolve early next week, with greater rainfall likely late next week and into the following weekend. Temperatures well above average for the first week of the outlook, and then cooler with increasing rainfall for the second week. For Brazil, southern Brazil experiencing net drying conditions for the first week of a two-week forecast period. Few showers occurring. Rainfall unlikely to counter evaporative loss there. Rain will increase in southern Brazil late next week and into the following weekend. That will slow the field progress for a little while. Moisture in southern Brazil late next week will help to assure good crop moisture for the most immature soybeans and for the second corn crop there. And just very briefly looking at some other areas. Australia, they're seeing a pattern storm system in Western Australia early next week, is expected to move into the southern portion of the nation during the early and middle part of next week. Many areas will get some shower activity, resulting rainfall probably not great enough for a major boost in soil moisture, and follow-up storms will be required. And even though the rain amounts are light and soil moisture changes will be brief and restricted, the pattern is suggested of a normal one for this time of year. Assumption is made that the weather patterns later this month and in May will further evolve to produce necessary planting moisture to get the winter crop into the ground at one time. And China, spring planting will likely advance most significantly in east central China, where rainfall over the coming week will be less frequent and less significant. Winter wheat development in east central China will advance favorably, along with the rapeseed in the Yangtze River Basin. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 580 unchanged, last trade up 7. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 532.5, up a half, last trade up 5. July, 544.75, up 1, last trade up 7. May corn opened at 396.5, down a half, last trade up 3.5. July, 406.25, down a half, last trade up 3.25. December, 427, down 3/4, last trade up 3.5. May beans opened at 10.05, down 1, last trade up 17. July, $10.50, down 1, last trade up 16.25. November, 9.15.25, down 3/4, last trade up 14.25. May soybean meal opened at 3.12.30, unchanged, last trade up $5. May soybean oil opened at 35, up 1, last trade up 51. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it looks to me like, all things being equal, you would expect soybeans to have a little bit of a pop off the opening bell, but I wonder how much of this bullish tone has already been priced into the marketplace.
Seen a couple of days where we got over $10, and finally we crossed $10 on a closed basis on the May and July yesterday. So I think that there is some of this bullishness. I've seen some early calls that were up 20 to 30 cents, but I think we'll be scaled back from there. I'm saying with the beans up maybe 14-18 cents, something along that, and continued bull spreading. Certainly this Argentine number that came in at 39 million metric tons, down 4 million metric tons, that's a 10% decline in a month's time, probably caught some attention.
And in the lockup for USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack, the only slides that were actually in there that were graphics were about Cordoba. And so this may suggest even further cuts down the road.
The people that we talked to in Argentina think that the crop is somewhere between 37.5 and 39 million metric tons.
What about the corn?
On the corn side, I think we'll be up 3 to 5. It's going to be pretty subdued. Technically, I thought yesterday's and the day before's close, just above the 20-day moving average, it's a little bit spooky. We're not seeing a lot of spec interest in this market. So I would sure like to see some spec buying to support it as the last trading day for the week.
It looks to me like it's going to be outside fundamentals or weather or nothing at this point.
Yeah, and that's kind of what's been going on for a weekend here, Dave.
What about the wheat?
The wheat market's going to be pretty similar, I think, to the corn. We'll be up in that 3 to 5 range, something along that line. They'll just be followers. There's just more and more of that inventory, not just in the U.S., but also in the world.
Let's turn our attention to CME livestock, please.
When I look at the livestock, I think the cattle market could kind of take off today, up 50, maybe as much as 80 or 90 cents. The cash market's starting out kind of strong. Packers are a little bit short, but I expect real active business in the southern plains. On the hog side, however, we're going to continue to struggle. We just can't get buy signals in the hogs like we do in the cattle and some of the grains. Large Saturday kills likely, but the hog market looks like it's struggling.
Thank you very much, Ellen. You have a great day today. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Moreton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3, Urbana, and on the web at WILLAG.org.